Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie. It is Thursday the 27th of June at almost 6:31. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the ESRI about the latest economic assessment, and we'll be chatting to Microsoft about AI and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Joe Brennan in the Irish Times reports that the government should back the establishment of a 400 million euro cornerstone fund to invest in Irish initial public offerings, or IPOs, a group of officials involved in the Irish equity markets said in a pre-budget submission. Over the past decade, for a variety of reasons, Irish equity capital markets have underperformed and remained underutilised as a funding mechanism for scaling Irish companies. According to the Irish Equity Market Forum, comprised of officials from Euronext Dublin Stock Exchange, as well as corporate law, accountancy and stockbroking firms. The submission seeks to reboot a market that has seen the number of company listings decline by 40% in the past decade to just 26 today. Emma Hanrahan in the Business Post reports that Ireland will lose out on inward investment if government does not prioritise decarbonisation in Budget 2025, according to IBEC, as it urged the state to put global competitiveness at the core of its next spending package. The business lobby group said that competing with larger countries on subsidies is impossible, and that Ireland must focus on its strengths to maintain a strong position in the global market. The Irish economy is at a significant juncture, it said, and is now entering a period of global volatility with a strong shift in the competitiveness landscape. Launching its pre-budget submission, the group said that Ireland was facing high levels of pressure when it comes to winning investment, particularly from the US. The Irish Examiner reports that investor expectations for the European Central Bank to loosen monetary policy twice more this year are fair, according to ECB Governing Council member Olly Urain. In one of the more explicit remarks from an ECB policymaker on the path for interest rates, the Finnish Central Bank chief said that while officials must ensure inflation returns to 2%, they shouldn't overly dampen economic activity. If you look at market data, it implies that there would be two more rate cuts so that we could end up with 3.25% by the end of this year, and with the terminal rate somewhere between 2.25% and 2.5%, Mr. Wren said. In my view, they are reasonable expectations. The ECB began lowering rates this month following an historic spike on spate of hikes to tame the Eurozone's worst ever inflation. Most officials have since been cagey on what will happen next.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.